Blog Talk Radio.
Media, you know, they're not out there pounding the pavement, they're not
supporting the movement as far as rotating the black dollar within the black community to strengthen the black community. Why is that? Why is it so hard to get our people to support our cause? I mean, it's for us. Think about that. You know, anything that has a black leadership, I should say, that's how I call it, anything that has black leadership has to work twice as hard to make half the effort. And I just want to know why. Why is that so? It irritates me because, you know, we're supposed to be unifying, and then there's a lot of people in the awakened community, I no longer say conscious community because that means that everybody is unconscious, and, you know, that's a whole different thing. I don't want to get into the semantics of that, but, you know, a lot of awakened people are only halfway awake as far as what really needs to be done. You know, they say, okay, we'll support the like, comment, and share movement. What about like, commenting, and sharing by showing up, actually purchasing the product, or actually helping to organize the next move that we in the community can make as far as building up our economic power? Because we're being overrun. Our black dollars is going everywhere except to our people. And when we extend the hand, nobody reaches up, maybe out of, I say, maybe a tenth will actually reach out and help. That's a problem. I mean, you see, you have the Asian community, they get together when there's a problem. They don't even pay attention to the quote-unquote Western way of doing things. They deal with it in their own system. Native Americans, that's another thing. Native Americans have their own judicial system. They have their own sovereignty within the country. They unify together, and they judge their own and rule their own and make money in their own community the same way. I mean, where's our unity? Where is that connection? You know, it's insane to me. You know, I had to bring it up a couple months back. A dear friend of mine, Sister Alicia, hope you're listening, Queen. She was trying to put a peace walk together, a Black Watch march, you know, and was looking for fundraisers, you know, to help finance, you know, the march, to pay the necessary things, to get the right licenses, the permits. Out of hundreds and hundreds of people that follow, maybe five tried to help. And everybody kept going like it was nothing. She's promoting every day on the daily, trying to get everything going. And nothing. But everybody keeps going on with their, oh, yeah, we need justice. We need equality. We need to do stuff. We need to unite in the community. We need to do this and talk and all that. You know, we want justice. Black Lives Matter, blah, blah. But nobody came out with the black dollar to support a snake in the streets, you know, where they smile in your face, but all that time they ready to stab you in your back. Strangers, you turn your back to them. It's the same feeling in the awakening community. It's the same feeling. You'll support and like as long as it's a nice little post. Even more, if it has a nice little picture to it, you know, it had a nice little meme to it. Oh, you'll support that, like, comment and share. You'll even support, like, oh, I see you posting up for your business. Let me go ahead and just like, comment, and share this. But when it actually comes to actually putting real dollars, because you know you need money. You need money to make things move until we can get the system shifted in our favor. So we have to use the system that's available to us. But apparently some of our awakened people didn't get the memo because they still think that we can only do it with spelling. which is casting words, you know, using words to make your reality feasible. Well, people on the lower, in the lower density, I see I'm getting a little deep, but let me hit you with it anyway. In the lower frequency, which is the world we live in this third dimensional world we live in, we have to operate under the frequency that the majority operates under. So we have to go by the rules that supplied to us and use that to our advantage until we can change things. So when we're trying to raise money to wake up our community, to strengthen our community, to put confidence back in our community, we have nothing. We have no support but people standing back from afar, like they're across the street, a busy highway, and they just standing there going, yeah, I support you. Well, come help me get across this street. Well, wait a minute, I got something I got to do. It's always seems like they don't want to take that next step. Let me tell you something, to all the people that's out there, I know stuff goes on, I know, you know, everybody goes through financial crunches and everything, I feel that, you know, but something, you know, a dollar goes a long way when it's 1,000 people giving a dollar. That's $1,000. But if you don't give anything, if you got 1,000 people and only 10 people give a dollar, that's not moving anything. You can barely get a gallon of gas, $10, you know? For real. So my question is, why are we so hesitant in supporting the movement? You know, I'm looking for people to call in, you know, help me out, give me some suggestions, because it's getting ridiculous. They laugh at us. You realize that? Society's laughing at us right now. The world laughs at us. They don't have any respect for us. The minute we sit there, we get a good movement going. We get, you know, we get momentum going. We build it. All they do is throw us a little sweet bone. Like the latest offense, patty pies. You know? How the hell you go from let's boycott Black Friday? You feel me, Brother Black? You feel
me? I knew somebody was gonna mention no patty pie sooner or later, brother. I'm listening.
Oh man, let me tell you something. It makes no sense to me how you go from let's boycott Black Friday, which includes Walmart, then you turn right back around and you sell 2.5 million pies and sell out all over in the very Walmart you're supposed to be boycotting. I bet you a lot of the awakened people say, oh, well, we're supposed to boycott Black Friday. It ain't Black Friday yet. Which is that same mentality that's got us in this hole that we're in right now. We automatically assume that everything with a black face is great. Y'all know how the business go. You know what we working against. We going up against a machine that's well-oiled and fine-tuned to keep us in the lower demographic of life, a.k.a. the toilet. They don't care. Only thing they worry about is the money that floats out our pocket after we sink in the shit. And that's real. Too many times, man, it's frustrating to me. I'm sitting there and I'm watching this media assault about patty pies, and everybody got laughs and jokes because a little black dude starts singing that he took a bite of her pie or whatever, you know. It's crazy that how soon we forget. It happened Halloween. It went from boycott, let's save our black dollars, RBG for life, to how you like my costume. Oh, well, I bought it in a black store. supposed to be boycotting holidays. You don't follow holidays, but you still have the tradition of a holiday. Your tradition is, I'm not going to say it's a holiday so I can be RBG correct, you know, instead of politically correct. How the hell are we going to move forward, people? I got a brother now. I mean, right now, Culture Freedom Radio Network. Put out the word. Positive messages, positive shows going on. Shout out to the king. You know, we should be overrun with calls. We should be overrun with people and listeners, because it's a positive form for people to get out what they've been holding inside as far as moving us forward, lifting our people up, financially strengthening us, making us economically viable. But for some other reason, we get maybe a tenth, maybe a tenth. It's that much. But the next day, after advertising, you get a lot of people that like the advertising after the shows are over. That's what I call fake love, false support. It's like, well, I'm going to show up. I'm sorry I'm late. Or I didn't get a chance to catch your show. Or I didn't get a chance to meet the deadline, even though I knew about it for like a month and a half to support you. I totally forgot, even though I'm posting on social media every day, you know, even though I'm out there making sure I get my Black Friday on the low, you know, because they're not starting on Black Friday no more. They're already starting their sales now to get you in. So what are we going to do, people? Why is it so hard for us to support one another? I'm looking for people to call in and help me out with this. Can somebody help me out? I mean, what is the problem? What is the problem? You know? Brother Black, I know you're listening. I mean,
yeah.
You feeling me, right? you feeling where I'm coming from, right?
It's fear. It's fear.
You say fear?
It's fear, brother. It's fear. And, you know, people talk a good game. They say, you know what? They call it, you know, selling wolf tickets when you in the tuition, where you might see this dude come up and say, next commissary run. You know what I'm saying? You owe me 2 cartons of cigarettes. You owe me 12 honey buns. You owe me 18 damn beef jerky, you know, and 10 juicy juices. But the way he wolfs, you are so fearful. You are so fearful from what it is this person is saying, that you just up the ante and give it to him. Because you think this person is going to do something to you because of the way that they talk, their rhetoric, their tone. But in actuality, they're not about what they're talking about. You know, it's like when you're in the streets, brother, and you're about to go handle some business, right? And say you got some problems, some beef with some cats around the corner. And say, you know, these cats around the corner came and did something to you, you know, and handed you a certain type of way, trying to handle you a certain type of way. But these same brothers that say, if you get a bind or a jam, or those ones that say, you know what, I am my brother's keeper, whatever you get into, I'm going to get into. Those same ones you go around the corner to go and get, they turn their back on you. Or they come up with excuses on why they can't come around there and help you. You understand what I'm saying? So it's basically the same thing. A lot of it, but the bad part about it is, you know, in a street scenario, you know, people had to worry about losing their life or losing some blood, sweat, or tears. But, you know, when it comes to even calling in, I think a lot of these people are so fucked up that they're thinking, damn, I want to call in, but, you know, it might hurt my pinky finger when I dial in. You know what I'm saying? I got all my numbers on speed dial. I ain't used to dial no whole numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they got they got all their numbers on speed dial. They want to call their mama, press 1. They want to call their old man or old lady, press 2. You know what I'm saying? Want to call a job, press 3. You know what I'm saying? If they want to call each of them simultaneously, they're like, "Woo, that was some hard work." So the press 9 numbers, that right there is a hell of a workout for them, you know? But it just goes to show when you hear people talking, you hear people saying things, you hear people talk is cheap. Talk is cheap, brother. Talk is cheap.
Right.
I'm
cheap imitation.
You can get talk on Black Friday.
Right.
You can get talk on Black Friday. Talk is cheap, brother. It really is some cheap shit.
It is, man. It pains me to say this, but you know, I got a quote like a OG. Y'all bluff it. You know what I mean? Like it's a whole lot of bluff talk out there. You know what I mean? It's like we close, but we close like miles away. You know, we within. You know, it's like we're in shouting distance of each other, but that's as far as you wanted to go. You know, we're supposed to be working on family unit. We're supposed to be working on community relations. We're supposed to be working on being in love with one another, as you know, being a family unit. You know, the village concept. Takes a village to raise a child concept, you know. We're supposed to be working on that. How are we going to do that if nobody wants to do it? Everybody's waiting for somebody to lead off, and then they'll follow, you know. You know, hey, 912? All right.
Hey, you know what? Some people, hey, I'm about to bring you in 912. I'm about to bring you in 912, but you know what? Some people, they don't know that concept, brother. Some people don't know that cause. Remember you was mentioning, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, you get caught doing something you had no business doing by the neighbors or people on your block. They've been, you know, stick your ass out and take it to your mom and daddy, and they've been to whoop your ass or your family member.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't know nothing about that, brother, because a lot of them never had experienced it before. So say it takes a bit to raise a child. They know what the concept means. But they never experienced that. They never experienced that concept. You know, so you have to think, you know, when you deal with people who never experienced that concept before, it's more easier for them to say what they'll do. But then they might try to do it, but might have never experienced that concept. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know how to even act on it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So they don't know how to react to it.
Right. What you say?
Yeah.
You said it takes a village to raise a child. Oh, I know what that means, but they don't know how to go about it doing it because they never had experience I love before. They never had experience I chastisement before. They never had experience that community, that unity in the community before. So they really don't know nothing about it. You know, it's people like me and you, and like I said, you got to call on the line 912 that might know about it. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't know about it, brother.
Right. Well, you know, let's bring 912 in because I'm curious. I want to go ahead and chime right in, and then we can go ahead and slide to a break. But let me talk to 912. 912, Hotep.
Hotep, brothers. Black African Power.
Today, all day.
Brother Dante. What's going on, guys? Man, you know, it's funny because, you know, current events just keep us in the same mind frame. You know, we keep seeing the same thing day after day, just a different situation. And, you know, we been fed up. You know, like everybody say, you know, what's understood ain't got to be spoken on. And I'm in the mind frame that we don't need everybody. We just need a selected group. You know, just like the brother say, everybody, I feel the same way you feel. Most people are looking for a leader. Most people are looking for somebody to step out and be you know, the fall guy, the dummy, or the hero, however you want to classify it, to lead some type of revolution or revolt or, you know, to lead us to a great, to our promised land. But they underestimating the power within themselves. So, you know, I'm at a point now, I don't even try to enlighten people unless they say something that just sparks the interest, you know, because it takes too much energy. You know, it hurts when you see people who going through hell right now, but then they don't care about current events. They care not about learning politics, rules, or even their own situation or how to handle this cracker, you know.
Right.
We got to quit blaming the white man for our shortcomings. Okay. Well, let's look at the main factors of our life. Land, shelter, food. Who controls what? So we as a society, we sick, we insane.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, it's like they say, Stockholm syndrome. You know what I mean? We've been enslaved for so long. You know, it's just like being in an abusive relationship. You know it's bad, but you see the good in it, but you still want to stay with your master. You know, you got good with you. So maybe if I stick around long enough, you might finally change your ways as you beat my ass and swelling my eye up and breaking my ribs and, you know, killing me. You know, I'm going to still keep coming back, even after I'm dead like a zombie. But I won't eat you. You know, I'll eat who you tell me to eat. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy, man. You know, and it's like, okay, you know what? It's like, what are you afraid of? You know? What are you afraid of? You know, they're killing us. You know, so, you know, they're not giving you a choice. They're going to kill you all. You know, the police out there killing us on the regular. You know, we know about how the melanin market is skyrocketing, you know, how the organ donor program is off the hook. And what better parts that they're going to get than from us? We have to get together. Go ahead, brother.
Most people don't even know how valuable our body parts are worth. So, you know, they're looking at it as an untimely circumstance or situation. Like, wow, that's just something else that crazy happened in this crazy world we live in. Like, oh, I'm glad it's not me. They're not looking
right
at that. They're not connecting the dots to say, okay, well,
somebody
with a lot of money had an illness. And their organ was failing.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, shit, $0.5 billion. I'm not trying to die right now. I don't care who I got to kill. You know?
Right.
And we so stuck on trying to pay the light bill. You know, most of the people who wasn't bit by the Kepler, you know, They don't see why we go through what we go through, and it ain't our fault, but it's our fault because at the same time, I believe that evolution has to occur. So we as a people, no matter where you say we come from, we had to have did some horrendous acts to ourselves to even cause division. Because we didn't classify each other under shades of black. So it had to be, you know, some type of division going amongst us tribal, you know, our tribal people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that we couldn't solve or, you know, somebody came in between us, something on some bullshit. So at the end of the day, you know, it's going to take us understanding who we are and what our history, our mystery actually was, so that we can understand why we in the situation we're in. And most people ain't got the brain capacity even to try to even fathom any of that.
Right about that. You know, they it seems like now they, like you said, they on the current events, but the current event got to be something that just happened, like maybe at the most a day ago, and they'll automatically forget. You know what I mean? They'll forget what the movement is and jump immediately, you know, to whatever that is at the specific time.
Like,
you know,
like,
you know,
right,
maybe,
now, like right now, not to cut you off, but, you know.
Nah, go ahead, bro.
Like, I ain't been watching TV the last couple of days, just by circumstance. So
right.
When I turned the TV on, the first thing I saw was the Chicago thing. So I thought another incident that just happened. When I do a little research, it come to find out it was last year. So the footage in the video that they had, that they was waiting to release, he already knew that this guy did this.
Right.
Yep.
Well, you got to meet something.
So why even play with the notion of what could be known if somebody wasn't trying to cover something up?
Well, you know what? The whole thing about that is, Brother Dante, they tried to cover it up. But
the shit is right.
So I didn't look at it. I did not look at it. So you can watch video here, warning, graphic, you know, graphic video. I made sure I didn't look at that shit. But,
right.
You know, with what they did, they had to press charges because they was going to eventually have to let it out. But because it was so graphic and it was just so clean cut, you see what I'm saying? They held on to it for a year. Don't get me wrong, because they were trying to say, all right, then we can switch the camera angle around this way. Nah, that ain't gonna work. Well, what we can do is we can cut and edit. Nah, that ain't gonna work. You see what I'm saying? But what we can do is we can copy and paste. Nah, that ain't gonna work. Damn, I don't have no other goddamn choice. We don't have no other choice but to charge this motherfucker. Now, just because he's charged don't mean that he will be convicted.
Yeah,
you
see
what I'm saying?
There you go.
See, to be charged with something and to be convicted with something is two different, totally different things.
It already,
you know what I'm saying?
Talk about allegedly murder. Like,
well, that's his lawyer saying that. His lawyer saying that. You know what I'm saying? But the DA was like, you know, she was like, no, this motherfucker, blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? We gotta charge his ass with first degree murder. You know, but I want to get back to what you said a couple of minutes ago. You know, you just don't say nothing to people. You know, Brother Dante. For our whole lives, and this right here falls for a lot of people whose family members, well, a lot of black folks. And I'm saying you might come from a house that's Islam. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But your household is Islam. Your grandma, your aunties, your uncles, them not Islam. Or your household might be Islam, or you might have an uncle that practiced Islam, or auntie that practiced Islam. But your whole family structure in the United States of America don't consist of Islam if that's the case. So I'm going to go with the most viable source, and that right there for the black family in America is Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Look how many times that they came at you. And they didn't have a problem telling you you're going to hell. They ain't had a problem telling you that your life ain't going to get right until you do blah, 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 and all this shit right here. They didn't have a problem telling you that you need to go eat the flesh and drink the blood. You see what I'm saying? So
right. My
thing is, and it never stopped. Just no matter how many times they see you smoking, no matter how many times they see you drinking, no matter how many times they hear you cussing or know that you're fornicating or whatever the hell, you know what I'm saying? They never stop. Every time they come around, people say they're a buzzkill or whatever, but they never stopped trying to force that bullshit religion on you. So my thing is this right here. They never stop. Why are you stopping?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because, you know, anybody who know me, they already know my stance. So, you know, nothing is 100%, you know. For me to say, you know, that I don't say nothing to somebody, you know, to try to enlighten them or on a spiritual tip, you know, I'll be lying. But 9 times out of 10, me walking by somebody, don't just inquire me, you know what I'm saying, to spit some knowledge. Anybody in my family, they already know how I feel. So just like you said, hey, don't leave that nigga alone. Don't get that nigga started. Right.
Right.
So, you know, but me on a more personal tip, I just believe that, and I'm, you know, forgive me if I'm wrong. Sometimes I think that sometimes you got to do something to get a little trust, you know, regardless of how it may look to somebody else or anybody else. Because we're trying to make a change. So I'm in the store one day, and I see some little boys in there. They trying to buy some cigars. So, you know, the A-Rab, you know, he don't sell them to them. So they walk outside. You know what I'm saying? I come outside. They say, man, big dog, let me holler at you. I'm already grinning like, man, don't even ask me. Nah, man, you buy some cigars. I got the money. So I'm sitting here laughing. I'm looking at the two jokers, you know. Look like, you know, Savannah Black, like West, I ain't going to say West Side. You know, just typical Savannah, you know what I'm saying, guys. You know, dreads, you know, just regular, you know, regular guys, regular, you know what I'm saying, teenagers that, you know, that smoke weed. You know, if you can have them that characteristic. You know, not trying to label it as good or bad. It just is what it is. So, you know, I'm looking at them like, they ain't trying to steal. They ain't asking for nothing. They just trying to smoke their weed and go by their business. I said, all right. I said, I'm going to do this for you, even though I don't do this. But you got to do something for me. He looked at me and he smiled. He said, okay. So I go and I get the cigar. And I come back out and I give it to him. And he said, well, now what I got to do? So I give him Hidden Colors. I give him Dr. Ben, and I give him, I think, Dr. Ben and the Jew. And I said, I want you to YouTube this, and I want you to look at it. And I said, next time I see you, don't make it be that I did something to allow you just to do something, and you ain't looking at who you is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my own boy was like, well, you know that was wrong. And I said, yeah, I know it. I said, but they were going to get it anyway.
Right.
You know, and so I said, but at least he might take the time to go look at something. You know what I'm saying? I seen mm-hmm. this boy about 2-3 months later. I didn't even notice the same kid. Big bro. Oh, I'm on that Hidden Colors. I like that. I'm like, what you talking about? He said, remember? And I said, yeah. And now every time I see this boy, we build it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And he ain't never asked me to buy him no cigar again.
Hmm, right.
So, I mean,
that's right.
You know, we got to find some kind of way to reach him, you know. And I'm not saying all of it is going to be, quote, unquote, nice or the right way or the correct way. But we got to some kind of way cause some interference in the things that they're doing. You know what I'm saying? To bring something else to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I was saying that myself, you know, on last week's show, that sometimes all it takes is a kind word or a kind action, you know what I mean? And when you get that temporary attention, you know what I mean? Because you know the attention goes just like that, man. You know what I mean? You get it,
yeah.
you plant that seed. You don't force it. You're not forced to just say, look, you know, all right, I did this for you. Here's what you can do for me. Just check this out. Look this up. And you got the brother just on their own journey. You can't grab somebody by the neck and pull them. You know what I mean? You got to say, come on. That's what it seems like. That's what they want, right?
Yeah.
You know, nah, I'm not pulling you. Nah, look, let me show you the door. This the door that I just came out of, and I'm telling you this what's going on. I'll even hold the door open for you, you know? All you got to do is walk in.
I wish I had somebody telling me some of this right here when I was 18, 19 years old. I mean, it would have made a difference. Not saying that Not saying that I'm disappointed or anything, but at the same time, I look at what's going on right now. I'm from a small town, South Georgia. You know, a lot of back roads, a lot of acres, a lot of corn, a lot of peanuts, a lot of pecans.
Right.
Man, we sitting around millions and billion dollar industry, and we looking at it and passing it by like that's some bullshit. No, we on some bullshit.
Yeah, right. See, looking at all that money going, man, I would not be out there. Look at him out there riding. It's 100 degrees out here. I ain't going through them cold feet, walking through there, man, spraying no pesticides or picking no corn or messing with no peanuts, man. I ain't doing that. And all that while that person that owned that is making a killing.
Them in the mix.
Yeah. You're right. You ain't lying, bro. You know, it's just, I don't understand why it's hard, why it's so difficult. You know, I think we've been conditioned so badly that we can't put two and two together. Two and two together is impossible. You know what I mean? You can't even put one and one together. You know what I'm saying? It's that bad now. You know, we don't even look at each other as the same. You know, like I said, you know, I always say, you know, a lot of people, they live by their adjective instead of living by being that now. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to be Hebrew Israelite or Moor or Christian, you know, Baptist or, you know, I'm that nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's I want to be everything except black.
But you know what's funny though? I was thinking, I was having a conversation with a guy, you know, that's, you know, I told him about the show, maybe he's listening, you know, got a lot of knowledge about, you know, just rightful living. You know what I'm saying? Can't really call out, you know, by word, any, I guess, quote-unquote, philosopher. But, you know, the way he taught, you know, you kind of be like, well, no, that's kind of like my, or, you know, that's like a Muslim or something, you know. But anyway, what I was saying, I say sometimes we are, right now, it's like we are our own worst enemy. And I say, think about it like this. Whether or not you say you are Moor, you're Hebrew, you're Muslim, you any of that, the cracker can't disprove you. How can it? How can it? See, I think personally, the problem is the fact that we are trying to be right and exact, and we make our own distinctions. So I guess to say whatever situation it was supposed to fit. That is what I am, because isn't the cliche, or not cliche, forgive me for saying that, but the quote-unquote moniker is I am that I am. So if that's what I am, because we are all of that. We just try to get right into that based on our personal belief in terms of how we should have came about where we are right now.
Right.
But shit, I know I had uncles two families ago that probably robbed somebody. I probably had uncles 15 generations that robbed somebody. So
right now,
with the warfare we up under, it's about knowledge. We ain't finna do it with bullets and no goddamn, no bloodshed off the muscle.
Right.
We already know we can't get niggas that got to fund no project.
You're right. You ain't lying, bro. You ain't lying. It's the thing is a lot of us tend to get lost in wanting to be in that certain group. You know what I mean? And if it works for you, fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm not condemning anybody that's, you know, Hebrew Israelite, Moor, Christian, Baptist, whatever. I'm not condemning you. But what I'm telling you now is that they're not looking at us like that. You know what they're looking at us? You know, just like we look at society, you know, like we say the Asians, the Arabs, you know, when we say that, they're looking at us as black. But we look at each other, nah, I ain't just black, you know, I'm you know, how you say, brother, UFO Hotep? UFO Hotep niggas, you know what I mean? The Hotep niggas.
Yeah.
I can't say that, brother.
I got in some trouble. Hey, I won't say I got into no trouble, but, you know, somebody took offense to that, and they went to firing shots, but it wasn't the type of shot that scared me, you know? Words.
Right.
It went to firing words. Words.
Right.
Like you said earlier, it was firing words.
Absolutely.
Damn,
you
metal
know,
man.
That's all. You know, go ahead, bro.
And I think sometimes that's what right now we forget is I think is one of our biggest keys. Steel sharpens steel. So you know, when we have disagreements about, like you said, you don't want to take offense to, you know, the Hebrew Israelites and Christians or Muslims or, you know, all that has a place in time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is what it is. Like, you, me, Brother Black, none of us could have printed any of the material that they have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not literally, but at the same time, because we understand it, you know what I'm saying? You can't just tell us any old bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It has to be substantiated. So, like, right now, with the information, technology, is no reason why we should be struggling or not trying to fucking be where we're supposed to be at. You know? It's gonna take people stumbling for others to crawl. You know what I'm saying? But I already know who gonna change this shit. But we too naive to really understand it. It's them kids that's 18, 22. They don't give a fuck. Girls or boys. They'll tell them. I was in the library the other day. Girl snapped on the reference lady. She was telling us something. The girl said, "Bitch, who you talking to? I'm not your child. I'm talking." And yeah, the black girl, the girl was wrong, but she didn't have to go there. You know,
right.
But at the same time, the reverence lady, her tone was a little too stern. It was, you know, but it is what it is. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I just grinned and, you know, got me a chuckle. And, you know, maybe the bitch, she did something to somebody, you know, in my family a long time ago. So fuck it. You know, but we right now, most of us, people our age, we have too much of our conscience playing with us to, you know, actually really want to say we going to go to bloodshed, because most of us ain't ready to go there. We ain't ready to leave our loved ones here and do what we got to do to make the quote-unquote hope a motherfucker do us right after we gone.
Right. Well, some of them will do it, but they waiting on the first two to go run out there and do it first. And then they'll be like, well, maybe I need to go out there too, depending on how many out there.
Okay.
Well, I'm, you know, I'll take the backup, you know. Well, they looking through the window going, oh, Lord, is they really out there shooting? You know, they really doing it. Well, I'll wait and then I'll say some words and I'll post about it, or I'll record video and post it up on Facebook and
Instagram.
You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and Instagram in a moment, and then I'm going to put myself in there and go, man, you see what's going on? We righteous out here. And you know, but that's it. But they ain't moving nowhere. You know, that's got to change, man. That's got to change. You know, I wanted to queue up Make a Change, the song Make a Change, because I think it's kind of fitting on what we were talking about, you know. It's actually a personal song for me, you know, my group Traffic Control. I've been doing music for a while, I mean, all my life, really. You know, I've just been, last couple of years, been trying to get it out there, and, you know, I've been getting some buzz, but not the support that I thought I would, you know. Maybe they thought I was coming with the nigga bitches hoes thing, you know, get money, you know what I mean? Get the, you know, go out there, shoot your fellow man, you know. But nah, I'm trying to put substance and some lyrical ability out there, you know, that's lacking. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know what I mean? And get up there and throw some auto-tune on my voice, you know what I mean? And sit there and try to freestyle, but be going, sign. And then I did this, you know, but I don't even remember what I just said, but it's hot, you know. But, yeah, definitely Make a Change and, you know, a cheap plug, Trash Control presents Apocalypse D-Rock. The album is 720, it's a mixtape. It'll be out soon. I'm getting it together now. But, definitely want to play the Make a Change.
Gotta make a change in my life right now. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Can anybody lead me away from this feeling I've been feeling?
A new generation of player thugs and hustlers. Firearm cock ready for snitching as busters. A new breed of adolescents smoke weed on the set. Never regret until you get that ass wet. A real nigga won't call it to quits and run the street with. Come back equipped with a gun. An attitude like that will just hold you back. When you supplying the supplies, we'll be buying the crack. Have you stressed out, trying to live right on the wrong route? Taking the ways to get loose and lost your mouth. So I'ma keep on relaxing, continue my rapping. While niggas collapsing, being caught up in the gun clapping. Pistol pack and leave your bodily bruised. Pitching all your punks nerve, leave your brains confused. But enough of that. Continue to keep my pockets fat, laced with green, dirty or clean. Scheming on my queens of things.
Tired, always feeling this way. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Time for me to make a change. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Can anybody lead me away from this feeling?
Gotta make a change in my life right now.
Tired, always feeling this way. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Time for me to make a change. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Can anybody lead me away from this feeling I've been feeling?
I just want to prevail. I do not want to dwell on how much I have failed. I try to be heavenly while I'm living in hell. Oh well, I'm just hoping some of my records will sell. That's why I hooked up with Rel and try to do it with scales. Or I'ma do it with shells. They sent my black ass to jail for illegals and sales. Keep me creeping on shells. Keep me geeking for real. With the jury of your peers, got me seeking appeals. Guilty before my innocence, been acquitted from lies. Come on, you Wabians, rise. My heart's gone cold, my head's gone numb. Always fought with two guns, stand up strong or you run. You always find me guilty, but I am not the one. You tried to catch me filthy, but I'm the cleanest one. I'm operating on a different frequency. The reason why I'm alienated, because I'm not a human being. Most of my people underkin you and do not know what I mean. Unless my blessing is a lesson on their television screen. That's why they be so mean, mistreat their fellow human beings. That's why we lost. Got me going through a change. Like my grandma taught how they tortured our king and tortured our queen. When there was freedom that we sought, the melanated
cause. Tired of always feeling this way. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Time for me to make a change. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Can anybody lead me away from this feeling?
Make a change in my life right now.
Tired of always feeling this way. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Time for me to make a change. Gotta make a change in my life right now. Can anybody lead me away from this feeling I've been feeling for so long? In my heart, in my soul, in my head, it won't go. In my heart, in my soul, it won't go away. In my heart, in my soul, in my head, I just don't know. It won't go away from me. Tired of always feeling this way. Gotta make a change in my life.
make a change in my life right now.
Myself, Apocalypse, D-Rock, featuring my brother, Big Bez. Shout out, Traction Control. Like I said,
gotta make
a
change in my life right now.
I think it's so fitting, man, you know. It's so fitting. But I wanted to let everybody know that we experienced some technical difficulties, so we're going to finish the show Friday, however. Tonight, we're going to ride it out until we can't go anymore. You know, it was something that was beyond our control, so we're going to make it right by continuing the show Friday night, same bat time, same bat channel. So, but keeping it moving, you know, I want to address the fact that our people are so not willing to change. How can I say that? I'll say that. you know, our people are so stuck in their ways, but the ways that they're stuck in are so bad. And then when you point to them, like, hey, look, you know, that's not the way to go, they're ready to bite your head off. It's just like they say in the Matrix. Some people don't want to be unplugged. And they'll fight you tooth and nail so that they can stay plugged in.
Exactly.
You know, they rather be food. You know, they rather be, you know, a zombie. They want to be a part of the pack.
Like I never looked at myself as, you know, special or, you know what I'm saying, or I'm that one like Neo. So I feel
right.
I feel like if I can see the shit that's going on, anybody can. You know, even though I say we sick, we insane, you know, we all of that shit and above.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why is because of all this not just the technology, but it's so much subliminal messages, it's so much chemical warfare, it's so much manipulation of the food that we eat, the shit we see, the drugs, quote unquote drugs that we take to cure us, and heal us, illnesses and shit. Like we at war, and this shit ain't physical, and we don't understand that. But yet, you know, like we say, we gonna call it insane because we won't wake up and smell the coffee. It's like, okay, well, we just gonna look at it as if these are just isolated events. But it's kind of like the same point, though. You know, I know damn for well, my mama, you know, she probably has a high school education. But if I asked her, what is Monsanto's, or one question I ask everybody, this is the question I ask. I'd say, I know you wasn't, especially because, you know, with my family, I can kind of gauge when they was born. You know, if I don't know their birthday, you know, I get slapped for that. So, you know, most like my mom and my aunts, you know, they were born around 52, you know what I'm saying, right in that area. So my grandfather and grandmother had to be born before 1933, right?
Right.
So my point is, do y'all remember or ever hear granddaddy or grandmama talking about when gold or silver was illegal and they had to turn in all their money to the Federal Reserve, you know?
I remember when they were you know, even when Lincoln was taking all of the silver you know what I mean, from out the homes and stocking up all the silver and taking everybody's silver, and they put out, I don't know what exactly they put out there, but it basically was robbing people.
That was for Abraham Lincoln vampire hunting.
I know, man. I'm just messing with you.
But I know exactly what they're talking about. When they said that the currency was going to go to the note, they said that they had people to come and turn in all of their gold coins.
For the paper,
right? Turn your gold coins, for paper. You know what I'm saying? And then what they did was they kind of sweetened the pot a little bit. Paper was worth a little bit, tiny bit more than the money. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And then after they didn't get the desired results of what they wanted, and they found that people still, was holding back, they had made it against the law. And then people had no other choice but to turn in their gold. You know what I'm saying? And that gold that got turned in was melted down. You know, but I also want to say this right here. You know, the funny thing about it is when we look at the cell phones, the smartphones, even if it's a food stamp phone, you see what I'm saying? You know, you have a little booth that you just set up on the corner,
right.
You get your free phone here, get your free phone here, you know.
Right.
It's really no excuse, you know, when you mention What was you asked a minute ago, Brother Dante? You might ask your mama if she knew, and she said she knew what it was.
Monsanto.
Monsanto. You know, when you have no smartphone, there's no excuse that you can't take those phones. I say there's no excuse, but I don't mean. Let me just make this clear. Some people just don't know. They don't know. So I kind of put it out there. Some people don't know that they can do that with those phones. Some people think the only thing those phones good for is playing Candy Crush.
Right. It's a Google search bar on your phone. You know, you have Google. If you go online and look up World Star, you know how to look up anything else.
But the thing about Google is you can just say the thing, okay, Google. Hold on. Let me stop. All right, you can say, okay, Google, hold on. If somebody might go into the archive, they might have their phone on. I want to say this shit right here. Okay, Google. Hey, but look, but you can go and say, okay, Google, you know what I'm saying? Give me, what was the 18th Egyptian dynasty? You know what I'm saying? And I know Google female come up and say, like, the 18th Egyptian dynasty was made up of blah, 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 so and so and so and so. And you can say, okay, Google, what did you say a minute ago, brother? Monsanto. And she's like, Monsanto is blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? You can say, okay, Google, how are you doing in Spanish? How to say, how are you doing in Russian? You know what I'm saying? And she'll come and say, the term to say, how you doing in Espanol or whatever is, and they'll say that shit. So a lot of people don't realize. And that's the difference between us today and who we was yesterday. Yesterday, if we wanted to know what Monsanto's was, we had to go to the library. And first we had to find out what the hell was Monsanto's. Because the first thing we'll do is we'll go to the index card. Y'all remember them? But people don't know about them. The little index card of the library, you know what I'm saying? And look up, you know what I'm saying, that word, if we can find it. You know what I'm saying? You might get monster. You know, Monsignor, you know what I'm saying? But you try to find that shit. And you're like, well, damn, bro, I couldn't find it. What is Monsanto? Say, okay, that's what, a herb, a vitamin, or whatever. And then we'll go, all right, then we need to go to the book of herbs. And he's like, it's like 20 books of herbs. So you have to go through all those books to find out what that thing was. But the beautiful thing about this internet shit, the internet, and don't get me wrong, the internet is tricky. It's tricky now. But at the same time, I think it's a 50-50 thing. Matter of fact, I think it's more bent on our side than on the other side anyway. But you can imagine when they say, you know what, we're going to give everybody a smartphone to track them. We're going to give everybody a smartphone to listen to their conversation. You know, it had to be somebody to say, well, you know what, that's very dangerous. And somebody say, well, why you think that's dangerous? Because they'll be able to find out who they really are. They'll be able to find out, you know what I'm saying, information on what it is that we are doing. And then when somebody's saying, you know what, I got a $5 bet to say that they ain't gonna even find that out. Just throw some alcohol on that shit. Throw some Candy Crush on it. Throw this and that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Throw some panda pop on it. You know? Throw some solitary on that. They ain't gonna find that shit out. And somebody said, I'm telling you, this right here is a very dangerous weapon. And then here it is, we going into 3 years of the free phones. This is the third year. Going into the third year of them giving out free phones, smartphones at that.
Right.
And our people still haven't waken up to the magnitude of what it seemed like they should have had by now. And that's sad. That right there points to a hopeless people. I'm sorry, it really does point to a hopeless people.
Well,
that's
what I was saying. I mean, you correct, and I don't mean to cut you off, but we still have to acknowledge ELF, you know what I'm saying? Extremely you know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why, well, maybe one of the reasons why they're giving that shit free is so they can scramble, you know, motherfuckers putting that shit right to their ear, you know, forever.
Mm-hmm.
They always told us, you know, if you want to use a phone, try to use it like this and use it like that. Try not to touch it so much. Try not to keep it on you. Don't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that shit was being extra, but that shit was trying to keep you safe. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of like this. A lot of things, when I was growing up, motherfuckers used to say, boy, you nice and nasty. Like, if I go to your house, you know, shit ain't clean. I was little, you know, I'm good. I can be hungry as hell. Shit can smell good as I don't know what. But let me see some shit out of order. You know, I'm not eating it. So now when I deal with people, 9 out of 10, the one thing I find that I can spark most people's interest in just looking at certain shit is just by acknowledging the youngest person in the room. That's what the motherfucker is.
Yep.
What you mean? What you mean, Chelsea, the smartest person? She ain't the 6 years old. She the smartest person right here. How? Is she the peers? She looking at you how you act.
Yep.
She ain't judging you off money. Everybody in here think the person who got the most money, word means the most. That's a damn lie. Money don't equivalent knowledge.
No, that's not at all.
And
not
most
at
people
all.
Most people when, you know, you're not so nice and not trying to claim the credit for yourself, yeah, listen. Because at the least they want to try to prove how stupid you are. But when you have certain valid points, you know, it's really just a tool and a mechanism to make everybody think. Like,
right.
why are you so mundane and getting up every day from 7 to 6? Going to work, making the same amount of money, and have you ever thought about how much money you're making the company you work for? Do you not want that?
Right. Liken it to the prison industrial complex. Same thing. You know, difference is people don't see the bars when they outside. You know what I mean? You're still working for pennies. You know what I mean? They got this thing called income tax and FICA and Social Security and Medicare, you know what I mean? And I if I'm not mistaken, income tax is supposed to be voluntary, not mandatory.
Man.
You know what I mean?
That let me know right there whether a person can read or not. Right there.
Hmm.
You know, most people rather go along and do what everybody else is doing and not have any repercussions.
I want to push it. Yeah, they want to push the button, but they don't want to push it all the way. They just want to push it just enough so people see that they're pushing it. You know what I mean? They imitating the action, but they're not really doing it. You know what I mean? They're doing it for the picture. You know?
That's why. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's kind of like no matter what we think of somebody, we wasn't there. And our leaders are people who might have accomplished things that we ain't accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Like, I doubt right now what the shit we done went through, we'll agree with anybody. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, we wouldn't agree with them niggas either. I don't think we would. But
right.
the aspects of the things they brought to us, we ain't acknowledging, you know. And I just named two people that I know 95, 100% of the audience, you know what I'm saying, agree. But Malachi Z. York, I think you really need to take a close look at the shit he did and why it was in Georgia, and accept and separate who he was as a person and the shit they say he did with the shit that he accomplished. Because, like, before I knew who he was, I understood the lineage that came back to Georgia and South Carolina. I never, it was something in me as a little boy. Charlie Ward, Bobby Seward. Like, I didn't grow up knowing about white supremacy. I was colorblind. So I was always a Seminole. I don't know why, but I was always a Seminole. And to understand the lineage of the people who call themselves Seminole and why they call themselves Seminole, I mean, that's indigenous people. And they have to be conquered by colonizers. There's people who broke up and went in a different direction.
Right. You're right about that.
So that shit in us. It's in us. We just gotta, like they say, pop off.
That's all. Yeah, it's in our nature. Well, it's in our inherent nature. If we look at the way society's set up right now, like in the poorest neighborhoods, what they call, you know, the ghettos, the slums, whatever, the hoods, we have that, separate tribe mentality, you know, except nowadays they call them gangs, you know.
East side, west side, south side,
right.
North side, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, the disciples, you know.
Each other, different your project,
you know,
against my project.
right. My mama against your mama, because, you know, you might have looked at her dude or something. You know what I mean? You done crossed over to the wrong tribe. You know what I mean? Why are you over here when you should be in your own, you know? The same thing. It's just a negative spin on it. You know, we live in a takes a village to raise a child, because we have those people that's home all day that don't do nothing but stay in your business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's that it takes a village to raise a child is the first thing you, but you're thinking in a negative way. Man, she always be out there looking, telling people everything. Be dry snitching. She telling our business. You know, that's to take a village to raise a child, but it then got spun into a negative way to where we want to hurt instead of help.
Right. How about this one? How about this one, brothers?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the brothers and a lot of the sisters, and we have to put some clarity on that. On